We are Quixie 98.3, Jonas Brothers and Cool, and I've got somebody very cool here that is kind of related to the Jonas Brothers in some sort of fashion. So this is Sam Wilco, but that's not actually your real name, right? That's like a stage name?
Yeah, that's my stage name.
So your real name is it Woodbury? Is that right?
Woodbury, yeah.
So I did hear Brian and Trisha this morning, but I want the afternoon listeners to hear the story. So how exactly did the name Wilco come about?
Well, Wilco is an Army acronym. It means will comply. It's something we use over the radio. And so I kind of feel like God is calling me to do something great with my music. So my name is my answer. Samuel will comply.
And I love that. That is just so awesome. And that's why I wanted to share that again, because I think that's absolutely fantastic.
Thank you.
What a great message, first of all. But also, it's kind of a cool backstory. So you are a contestant on NBC's The Voice now. So if people, maybe they've been living under a rock. I don't know. But you're originally from South Carolina?
Yes, Lake right? City, South Carolina.
So you're at Fort Knox now. How did you get to Fort Knox?
Recruiting. They chose me to come and be an instructor at the recruiting college. And so I've been here for about 3 years now.
3 years. And total service, how long have you been in the Army?
It's 21 years. It'll be 22 in October.
22 years. Wow. Yeah. That is fantastic. Well, first of all, I want to go out and say thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you.
And it's kind of our benefit that you ended up here in the Fort Knox, Elizabethtown area. So that's cool. So anyway, you're going to be on, or you are on The Voice now. What kind of, you're going from Fort Knox to The Voice. What brought you to The Voice to compete?
Well, I can't take credit for that. It was my wife. She did it. It's her favorite show. And ever since I've been watching it with her, she keeps telling me that you're supposed to be up there. And so I think it was season 16. We were sitting at home. I was singing this song. She was like, that's a really good song. The next morning, my father-in-law told her I should try out for a singing competition. And here I am.
I love The Voice. My wife and I, we haven't been up with this season, but we tried to catch it all the time. It was lots of fun. And I did see the clip of you. So I got to get the atmosphere here.
Okay.
So you're up there singing. You picked a Stevie Wonder song?
Right.
Which song was it?
Lately.
Lately. Mm-hmm. So fantastic song.
Thank you.
So you're up there singing. We're going to set the stage here. You're singing in front of four turned around chairs. Uh-huh. So what was it like when you saw the chairs turn around?
Well, honestly, I didn't see the chairs turn around at first. There's this thing I have, like when I sing, I can see people, but they're kind of blurry. So I was just really focused on the crowd. And the chairs are a little lower than my eye line. So I would not have known that they turned around if they didn't stand up.
Okay.
So I kind of caught a glance that they had stood up, but I was well in my mode at that time. So I just finished the song and...
You're in the groove.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So let's see. Kelly Clarkson turned around and Nick Jonas, which that's what we just said,
right?
The Jonas Brothers. So they turned around, but they had a malfunction with the chairs and chairs spun back around. So
right.
There was a little bit of comedy in that.
Right.
So... tell me about the two judges that turned around. What were you thinking at that moment?
Well, at first I was trying to figure out what happened with the chairs. But once we got all of that straight, I had already previously had in my mind, like if all four of them turn around, it would have been between those two.
Okay.
So I was just really happy that it was them that turned around.
So, and I know that I heard the backstory of why you chose Nick Jonas, but go ahead and let the listeners hear that story too.
Okay. Well, talking to my daughters last summer when I was thinking about auditioning, they told me I should listen to some Jonas Brothers songs. And so I said, okay. And I asked them, you know, they were just on The Voice for the finale, like just doing the performance. They said, no. So I said, wouldn't it be crazy if I actually got to meet them? So when they told us that he was a new coach, I was like, come on, that's fate. You know?
Fantastic. So singing is, you're not a stranger to singing. You've got a little bit of background in it. You want to tell us about that?
Well, I've been singing in church my whole life. I honestly don't even remember when I started. And I currently sing now at my church. So it's something that I love to do. And I'm looking forward to making my own music that will bring people together and bring them closer to God as well.
Absolutely. That is fantastic. And you also have been in a singing competition before, right?
Yes, a couple of singing competitions. The one that I remember the most as far as the Army goes, it was right around when I first came in, we had this program called BOSS is Better Opportunity for Singer Soldiers. And they do all these talent shows. And I won Best Male Vocalist in the Army.
Wow, fantastic. Yeah. All right, so you're on The Voice now. What comes next? And I know you can't talk about everything.
Well, our battle rounds come next. So we'll be prepping for the battle rounds, and then we'll see what happens.
All right, fantastic. Well, we'll be tuned in, and that's on NBC. Where The Voice, man, this is so exciting. I'm glad. And the listeners don't know, you came in this morning to talk with Ryan and Trisha, and we couldn't coordinate the schedule. So I'm so glad that you were able to come in this afternoon and talk to the listeners. This is fantastic. It's cool, your backstory, and we're all rooting for you. This is the Thank service you. And everything. It's just great. Any last words you'd like to say? Anybody you would like to give a shout out to?
Well, I always got to give a shout out to my wife. I love her. My kids, if they ever got a chance to listen to this, my family, my army friends, my church. I got a lot of supporters, and I just really appreciate everybody.
Awesome. And of course, you've got Quixie Nation supporting you as well. Good
That's
luck
right.
in The Voice.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us this afternoon. That is Sam Wilco Wilberry on The Voice. You can catch The Voice on NBC.